This slender 12th century statue represents a king. Walk around on either side to look at its back. As you can see, this king once served as a column. Notice the beautifully carved patterns on the sleeves near the neck and around the waist. The elegant long tassels, the wave-like curls of hair and beard, and the sinuous lines along the edges of his robe. These elegant details diverge from the weighty volumes characteristic of the Romanesque and signal the birth of a new style known as Gothic. The term Gothic was first used during the Renaissance to refer to the tribe of Goths who invaded the Roman Empire. Though celebrated today, during the Renaissance, Gothic was used pejoratively to criticize non-classical styles of art. The idea of presenting a figure attached to a column emerged with Gothic cathedrals. Originally, this was one of several Old Testament kings that adorned the cloister of the Royal Abbey of Saint-Denis, often considered the birthplace of Gothic art. These kings were meant to signify the spiritual ancestors of the French royalty. Saint-Denis was rebuilt in the mid-12th century under the supervision of Abbot Suger, one of the first churches to herald the new Gothic style. It was a burial ground for French monarchs.